Recorded live from the unfinished loft project of Des's home just outside Brighton in Sussex, welcome to the £200,000 to £100,000 Challenge podcast. This is your no thrills, no BS, and absolutely no get rich quick or passive income promises hub. Hosted by your man, Des Hamilton.
Welcome back to the £200,000 to £100,000 Challenge podcast with me, your man, your host, the guy from the kitchen. Even though we say it's an unfinished loft project, and even though I told you I would change this voiceover and I haven't got round to it yet, forget all that. Put your feet up. Actually, don't do that if you're driving. That would be disastrous. Keep your feet down, for goodness sake, and welcome to the show. This one is going to be heavy on private label, not necessarily the advanced nuances, technical aspect of it, but the wide open overhead view of it, because I'm stepping into this world with a new pair of feet, and I am brand new into this model of selling. So what I want to do is, as well as document my journey, share with you the experiences that I'm going through as I enter this world. You would have known, if you're a regular listener, and if you are, thank you so much, you would have known from my interview with Chris Hill a couple of months ago, the Lifestyle Entrepreneur, and I implore you to go back and listen to that. It opened my eyes from a new perspective of what could be achieved with private label, not necessarily spending thousands and thousands on stock and not necessarily going straight to China and having products shipped by a boat that could take 6 weeks to get to wherever it is you decide to sell. It opened my eyes. And after the call, I spoke to him and I said, look, I want to get on board with this. So I bought his course. And then we've got the ball rolling and we are working towards launching my first product. I've also decided that I wanted to step out and try a bit of print on demand. Print on demand is when you can design something in Canva or pay for someone to design something. You can put it on a t-shirt, you can put it on a mug, you can put it on a calendar, you can personalize it, and then you can sell it on Etsy. I've always, always wanted to try this, but I know that now is the right time to try it. I'm also trying to launch a digital product specifically in a certain niche that is away from Amazon and away from what I'm doing at the moment to a degree. After talking to the Side Hustle sister, after talking to Jamie, after talking to Helena. So I reached out to Helena and I bought her course. You see, there's a pattern here. Everything that I've done when I want to start a new journey, I'm going to document every bit of it. But I want you to know that I know that if I'm starting something new, I'm in a privileged position, whether it's through this podcast or whether it's through the community that I've built. Before I start on anything, I know I can network and speak to someone who is an expert in that field. And I know that I have got enough money in the bank that I can pay for a course and invest in myself so I can learn quicker. Private label, I've invested with Chris Hill and Kainal Dittani on the Lifestyle Entrepreneur. Print on demand, I've invested with Ben Sellology on TikTok and I've bought his mentoring course. Digital products, I've spoke to Helena and I've went out and I've invested in her masterclass course. And I'm going to be launching all three of these things and I'm going to be sharing everything that I'm doing. But I want to talk about that because it brings me into this guest. I want to talk about private label. So for the next couple of weeks, we're going to have quite heavy private label style conversations to show you what can be achieved in the private label space. Because I found that when I researched, there was so much negativity. Don't do that. You're going to spend this much money. You're going to be doing that. You're going to need at least 10 grand. You're going to be doing that from China to America. It was overwhelmingly negative. And everyone was looking out for me because the experience they had turned out to be negative. So I'm grateful to them. But the method that I have found through my networking, it's showing a different opportunity, an achievable path that can bring on this new, wow, land of riches. Let's call it what it is. The numbers, when you talk to anyone on this. So, for example, on talking to Chris Hill, we talked about the fact that he made £31,000 profit in his first year with his first product. Jason Hoy is the guy that we're going to be speaking to for the next 2 weeks. And we'll talk about Jason properly next week. He has quit his job and is making tens of thousands of dollars. in private label. Today's guest is Shivali as a representative from Helium 10. She has just launched a product that in 2.5 weeks generated her $50,000. And these numbers are said with such flippancy, with such confidence, with such nonchalance that I'm sitting here with my mind exploding while people are telling me how much money they're making. And they're telling me you can do it too. All right then, let's do it too, you know? So come along on the journey, whether you've got the money to invest in it now or whether you're thinking, you know what, once I've got the money, I'm going to invest in it. In the meantime, just sit back and listen to what I've got to tell you, because I'm going to be talking through exactly what I'm doing on my private label journey. And I'm going to be speaking to experts in the field as I do it, as well as the print on demand stuff, as well as the digital marketing stuff, because here is the beauty, the private label aspect. Yes, it takes a lot of work. Yes, there's no such thing as passive income. But once you do 3 to 4 weeks of solid graft, after that, your product goes live and you don't have to do much at all. So I've got the time to do these things now that everything else is set up and everything that I'm doing. Let's introduce our guest, because this is another one of those existential moments that happened to me. As I've been building my network, as I got into private label and I thought, right, who do I want to speak to in a private label sense? Of course, the first people that I reached out to were Helium 10, because it's the best software for private label. There's no two ways about it. Why would I go anywhere else? And I reached out to them. I said, hi, I introduced myself. Helium 10 knew who I was. They had already viewed my content and they liked what I did. And then we agreed together, you know what, let's have someone come on the show. No brainer. That's amazing. Again, let's break this down a bit. I'm a guy from Brighton in my 40s and I've been selling on Amazon for less than a year and a half. Have a look to see who else can get a representative from Helium 10 on their show to explain private label in a way that is beginner friendly. I love it. So I'm going to pat myself on the back on that one. Keep doing what you're doing, Desi boy. You're on the right path, mate. So today, I want to introduce you to Shivali. She herself is an Amazon seller. So we're going to talk to Shivali as an Amazon seller, but also in her dual role as a Helium 10 evangelist, a specialist in the training platform that Helium 10 offers as part of its membership. Now, naturally, we are going to talk a lot about what Helium 10 does, and the thing that I call the sandbox, which is a litany of tools that Helium 10 has, that when you do sign up and you do sit on the platform, you can see and you can be quite easily overwhelmed when you first look at it. So what we're going to do is we're going to break those down. We're going to say what tool helps you in what way. We're going to explain what Helium 10 is, all the same time going through Shivali's journey as an Amazon seller, picking up the things that she has learned along the way and how she connected with the Helium 10 community enough that they decided to employ her. So have a little listen. I'll catch you at the other end and I'll be interested to hear your thoughts. See you in a bit. Roll it. Shivali, welcome to the show. It's so great to have you on here.
Thank you so much for having me, Des. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I'm wonderful.
Talk us through your journey, if you can, Shivali. How you found Amazon, just as a seller to start with?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was actually a pre-med student in college. This was a few years back now. But at the time, I was thinking, man, in the long run, how do I really want to live my life? Do I want to be able to actually travel? Do I want to spend time with my family? If I have something going on, I wouldn't be able to, you know, not worry about it. And so even if I had become a doctor, I was thinking I would end up opening up my own practices. And so I thought, why not just take the full shortcut and go straight into business? Now, my parents were a little bit wary of that, but thankfully they were on board. And so I started looking online for different ways to make income online, because I think that's really where you can have the flexibility, right, of being able to work anywhere and have the uncapped income, though it takes a lot of work. So I, at some point, started doing drop shipping, and then I didn't love the whole idea of using somebody else's product. I wanted to have my own, a lot of control over that, brand it. And so then I took a quiz where it said I should get into private label on Amazon FBA.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, I don't think I want to go full in just yet. So I started with Kindle Books, which is still the Amazon platform. It's still pretty much the same process, but it's for digital product. And so starting with KDP allowed me to learn the Amazon platform before I launched my first product. Now, did that save me from mistakes? Great question. No, it did not. It was still very costly for me in terms of time and money, because I ended up running into a technical issue, which those of you that are listening don't know, but Death and I just encountered a handful of tech issues for like the last 30 minutes. Pretty on brand. But yeah, I ran into some tech issue with Seller Central specifically, and that led me to really not be able to start selling for a whole 9 months. That really ate into my profit margins that I had expected. So it was a rocky start, but at some point, even though I was moving product, I got my first negative review. And that's when I panicked, as a seller would. You know, you have a rating change. It affects your sales volume. I went to Facebook.
Absolutely.
And Facebook, I was asking, well, what do I do? And Bradley, our director of evangelism or of training here at Helium 10, was the one that responded. And he was so helpful, so helpful, that we stayed in touch. And at some point he was like, hey, you write books, you know how to sell on FBA. Do you want to freelance write for us? And that's how I got even more deeply involved with Helium 10. I had used Helium 10 for keyword research before, but I actually did my research manually. At some point, I think I also used Jungle Scout, but having used the different softwares and having done the research manually, I think it can really attest to what a software system can do for you in the Amazon selling process.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. What a story.
Yeah.
There's a lot to unpick there. Let's go back. From pre-med to an Amazon seller. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I bet that conversation with your parents was interesting, wasn't it?
It was very nerve-wracking, for sure.
I bet even now, so I'm in my 40s and I'm still having chats with my parents now saying, I think I might do this full-time. And they're going, no, don't do that. And I'm in my 40s. Hell, you did that. I'm also intrigued by the quiz. What was this quiz?
It was a quiz. I think the quiz was from Stefan and Tatiana James at the time. And they had a quiz that essentially walked you through I don't even remember what the questions were, but sort of what you're looking for, how much you have to invest. It took into account a few things. And then from there, they tell you which one you should really start with.
It's incredible, you know, whether this is a universal problem or whether this is very UK based, but we're not really incentivized to go out on our own and build our own businesses, especially in e-commerce. Everything seems to be going down a very structured employment route, you know. So to hear that sort of thing is happening, that's incredible. The fact that you took it and ran with it as much as you did is also it's a great thing, isn't it, right?
Yeah. I've never thought about it like that, but that is some perspective for sure. I think that's so important, right? You get so stuck in an analysis paralysis. After my first product, I was stuck in just waiting because I didn't want to make the same mistake again for quite some time.
But then
when I restarted, it was so necessary. And I realized you just have to keep it going. Like, it's really about the knowledge to actually actionable information, right? Making sure you actually get it done.
Exactly right. And having faith in the data, the fact that you can read data, you can take a quantitative decision, you know, as well. It's not necessarily a leap of faith when you've got the data behind you as well to know this should work. As long as I put a leap of faith in, to a degree, everything should be on my side, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's also about how you navigate the challenges. I think that's such an integral part of business in general.
Yeah, absolutely right. Right, we can talk about mindset in a bit, but we'll go to the KDP side that you did. Was that low content books or were you doing full ghostwriting stuff?
Full ghostwriting stuff. I did a couple books of my own that are published under my name. They're quite short. They're like 40 pages, but they're in the self-help niche. And then I went and I published ghostwritten books as well that are nonfiction and fiction, which continued to make me money today, actually, which is really, really cool.
That's fantastic.
It's pretty much the same process that you would do for private label.
Yeah. I suppose a lot of keyword analysis and find out what state they're in. It's always fascinated me that the high content book model. Because I think it's fantastic. It's a lot of work and it can seem daunting to the average person as well, right? You sort of reach out and someone says, I'll just write a book. Oh, okay. You had a problem with your KDP issue, and then you reached out to a community and you got, wow, you got a network back in spades as well, didn't you?
Yeah, it actually wasn't my KDP book. It was my private label product. I dropped from a 5-star rating to a 3.5. And that drastically will affect your sales, because now you're having somebody who's going to the Amazon marketplace and they're comparing listings, right? There's Amazon is in no shortage of listings. And so that beckons the question of, well, how do I compete with somebody who has hundreds of reviews and who does have 4.8 stars? And I now have 3.5 stars and not even that many reviews.
Yeah.
And so I was panicking, because I said, okay, this is definitely an issue that everybody runs into, especially because everybody starts somewhere. Everybody starts with the zero reviews, and they are competing in a marketplace where other people are selling the same exact product. And so when I went there, many people responded, but Bradley was the one that bought the product. He reviewed it. And then he also sent me feedback on what I should do differently.
That's incredible.
Really going the extra mile for somebody you don't know.
Yeah, but what an amazing thing.
Yeah, he was just very generous. And so I was like, okay, he's director of training at Helium 10. Like, he knows what he's talking about. He did some research. And I ran with it, and it was able to uplift the product. But of course, a lot of it is just waiting. It's a numbers game. You're just trying to get more sales, getting more people to buy the product and leave more reviews. Now, for me, my product actually ended up making a couple of blogs, which were, you know, the best products for that category at the time. And that really ended up moving the volume for that product, which is how I ended up selling out eventually, though it was a really slow, painstaking game, and eating really deeply into my profits that I thought was going to be 40%.
Yeah, Beth. So much of what we talk about on here is mindset and overcoming these challenges. I should imagine something like that. I know if that was me, that would eat into me thinking, have I made the right decision? Am I setting the right model? Am I doing the right thing? Should I go back to med school? You know? But to have the director of sales at Helium 10 helping you, you can't go wrong with that. What a lifeline.
Yeah. He's absolutely fantastic. Great human being.
Yeah. No, it sounds it. So now you're at Helium 10, and now you, of course, wow, if there's ever any aspect that's going to get you brand loyalty, it's right there, right? For the new seller that's thinking about getting involved in these more advanced softwares when they've gone from an arbitrage model and they're thinking of going into a private label model, tell us in basic terms what Helium 10 is and how it stands out and the key features.
Absolutely. So Helium 10 is a full software suite of tools for the Amazon and Walmart seller's journey. That means that if you don't know what you want to sell on either platforms, that is completely okay. We can help you find a product using the tools that we have. And once you find that product, we'll also help you get the keywords that are necessary to get that listing up and listed in front of traffic that already exists. Walmart and Amazon are incredibly well-known marketplaces, and that means you don't have to persuade your consumer to purchase. They're already gravitating to these sites to buy something. And for you as a seller, your goal is to get indexed and ranked in front of those keywords that people are typing in. So that way you can take advantage of the traffic that already exists, and then you just have to convert them by using the same language that essentially these consumers are looking for. And so we have keyword research tools for that. We have Listing Builder, which will allow you to understand just how many keywords you're using and what that potential search volume is going to be for that listing. You also have things like Keyword Tracker to understand where you're ranking for those keywords once you have it up and listed. And then things like Market Tracker to understand why you might be experiencing those ebbs and flows that happen in any marketplace. So there's a lot more beyond that. There's also portals. We have Profits. We have Atomic. These are all things that come a little bit afterwards for operations and marketing. But that really goes to show just how much you can do with a platform like Helium 10, because it is really end to end. You can get started. And then what I like to tell people, because I do this for my own business, is all you really need is Seller Central and Helium 10. And by using those two in conjunction, you can really run a great business.
Yeah. I'm just getting into my private label journey literally this month.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But so I've been using X-Ray for my, no, sorry, I've been using Blackbox for my keyword research. And then there's X-Ray as well, which helps you break down the quantitative data, as we spoke about, when you get your listings and you get your keyword shortlist up and running, it can seem quite daunting, can't it, when you open up the sandbox of all of the tools that Helium 10 has got. But the in-system training that Helium 10 has got is fantastic, isn't it? Can you talk us through the training platforms, the training suites that are in there that can help a new starter that might be overwhelmed?
Yeah, absolutely. So what's really cool about being a Helium 10 user is it comes with Freedom Ticket. So if you're on a paid plan, you're going to have access to hours and hours of modules that are done by Kevin King, who is an expert in the field. He has been in this industry for a very long time. I think it's since like 1990s, and he's launched plenty of products. He's even like made crazy errors before where he's lost $1 million on a product. And I don't think there's very many people that can play with that big of money, right? And so I think that really goes to show that he knows what he's talking about. He's done it all. He's lost big. He's won really, really big. And he's launched enough to be able to teach somebody a little something about this industry. And so with Kevin King, we also have experts that come on and off. We have Bradley that's on there. We have I do some modules in there. But then outside of that, we have Destiny from BTR Media, who comes in and talks a little bit about ads. We have Emma, who comes in and talks about A-plus content. And these are all professionals in the space who have been in it for quite some time. So what's really cool is when you pay for a Helium 10 plan, not only do you get the tools for how to build your business, but you also get the entire training system of how you should find a product, how you should launch it, how you can run ads. It also comes with 7 different courses for how to use the actual tools that Helium 10 has. So Helium 10 has something called Academy.
Yeah.
And each of those 7 courses is focused on a different sector of your Amazon selling journey. That means that now you have the resources on how to build an Amazon FBA business, but you also have the resources on how to use the tools really, really well.
Right. Okay. That's interesting as well. I sat in the Freedom Ticket course, and with most online courses, I provide an online course myself for beginnings. You kind of sit there and you want to digest the whole thing as quick as you can and then get going. But Freedom Ticket is so big and so involved, you really should treat it like a 4-week course. You could tell the way it's designed. You need to, otherwise it's just so much information.
Mm-hmm.
But everything in there is all you would need. It's fantastic, isn't it?
Really is. Yes. Yeah. I actually when I was getting started, I did a $5,000 course.
Did you really?
And yeah, I definitely thought the $5,000 course had information that was worth $20,000.
Mm.
But it was fascinating going back in and then doing Freedom Ticket, because Freedom Ticket also had the same information. And it was free. It was included with the tools.
Mm.
And so I think Freedom Ticket really is quite inclusive of everything you need to get started. And we're actually in the process of filming new Freedom Ticket. So you guys should be seeing a very, very updated version very soon.
That's good to know. Okay, great stuff. So have you got any success stories you can share with us from people that have utilized everything that Helium 10 offers?
It's so wonderful to go to in-person events. I always say that you can build this business alone, but you don't truly have to be alone, because so many people are in the same shoes as you. And when you go to conferences, I just came back from Prosper Show, which was in Las Vegas. It's for Amazon sellers,
yeah,
predominantly, although we had TikTok there, we had Walmart there. And you will have people literally come up to you and say, hey, like, we use Helium 10, we got started with it, and now we sell 20 million on Amazon.
Wow.
And then I've also talked to people who have established businesses, actually, like established brick and mortar stores that have been around since the 1980s, 1970s, and they've been around for so long. And all of a sudden they started selling on Amazon and they realized that some of their SKUs aren't actually as profitable as they thought. Or maybe they see that their competitors are having a downward slump, so they're starting to not be able to sell as much, but all of a sudden their product is selling really, really well. And so if they didn't have access to the insights that Helium 10 provides, they would actually run out of inventory if they didn't know that information. So there's interesting and unique insights you can pull from the tools that Helium 10 has. And it doesn't really matter which walk of life you're from. You might be just getting started and you can find the success, or you could be really, really well established and still use Helium 10 and find what you're looking for.
Yeah. All of the keywords that I'm looking at are things that I would never, ever, ever dreamed
mm-hmm.
of developing and creating as my own product. But what's amazing about this is when you do find something that you think, you know what, I think I can turn that into a product, you become obsessed and a specialist in the very thing that you didn't even know existed about an hour beforehand. It's incredible, isn't it?
It is. It is. Yeah. I found some crazy wild product ideas on Blackbox, which is our primary product research tool. You can do product research in so many ways, I always say. But Blackbox processes over 2 billion data points daily, and there's no way you or I would be able to actually navigate that many data points on our own, right? But I've found such interesting different things.
And the other thing that I kind of want to draw out is exactly like you said then, the community. Not just the fact that you found your way through the community, that expos, we got a white label expo that happened down in London last week as well, the Las Vegas one. People go to these. And what I really find fascinating about the Amazon selling community is that everyone is so friendly. Everyone is so encouraging and patient, and they want you to do well because everyone knows that there's room for everybody.
Yes,
I love
that.
That's
very true.
When people are getting started and when they are exploring the software and when they are coming across new opportunities, what sort of challenges do you see people facing regularly that they're coming to you and asking for help on?
I think it's how to find a winning product is probably the number one question, because they focus so much on finding the right product. And that is definitely a really big part of it. You want to pick a great product that does have great demand, but low enough competition for you to compete. You hear that all the time in this space.
Yeah.
But then it really becomes about differentiation and like, well, is this going to work? Is this, I'm pooling so much of my savings into this one product. Is this really what I should run with? And then they get stuck. And yes, it's about the having a great product, but it's also about doing the right keyword research and having great images and marketing it really, really well. I believe I once heard that if you're not selling, you're not marketing it well enough. You can sell anything as long as you have a great marketing plan. And though I have yet to learn the full skill of marketing things really, really well to be able to sell, you know, ice to the Iceman or ice in Antarctica or whatever the case may be, I do think there's a certain level of truth to it, because you can go in and differentiate things. I actually, the last product launch I did, generated 50K in 2.5 weeks. And so for that product, the differentiation factor for me was the digital product. I incorporated the digital product with the physical product. And there was nobody else on the market that had that. So I was able to go into a marketplace where people were selling at $30 or $40 and sell for $120. And so that is quite the price gap. But you limit yourself almost by saying, okay, maybe I wouldn't be able to sell for a premium price point. It's certainly a higher barrier to figure out. And not everybody's going to buy that $120 product. You're going to have to convince them a little bit more. But if you provide and deliver on enough value, you're able to differentiate enough. Sometimes the price can be the differentiating factor. You can go in at so many different angles. So I guess all this to say is, I feel like I've been summarizing this whole time. I keep going off into tangents. And then I'm like, okay, all this to say that the number one challenge that I've heard from new sellers is this the right product? Is this going to be the winning product? Should I go all in on this? And I can't tell you the answer to that. That is only something you can decide for yourself based off the budget that you have, based off your risk tolerance, because that money has to be money you're willing to lose. That is just the nature of the game. But if you can differentiate well, and you've really studied your market, you know what the market is like, then you can really place yourself in the best odds to succeed by knowing the data that's already there. And that really comes hand in hand with using Helium 10.
Yeah. No, I think you've drawn out some really, really valid points there. One of the things that I think just needs saying again and again and again is that what might be a good product for you may not necessarily be a good product for me. For those exact reasons, your development in certain skill areas, your background, your culture, your age, your country, wherever it might be, you might have knowledge of something that I may not have knowledge of, and the other way around. And then that, exactly like you said, your inherent risk appetite, you could say, you know what, today I like that product, I'm going to have a go at that. And then tomorrow you might wake up and change your mind. It's impossible to teach a one-size-fits-all method with this, especially in private label, when innovation and diversification and the ability to develop a product in a way that somebody else may not, in a way to provide more value to the customer. It can be daunting for people, can't it? Some people have decided, oh, I'm not very creative. And it's a shame that that have that story running through their own head when there is enough data out there and there is enough resource in Helium 10 to inspire you to develop a product in a certain way. And I think it just comes with the leap of faith, the confidence that you might have in yourself to go, you know what, I think I can develop that thing in a way that makes it much more accessible. And you making 50K in 2.5 weeks is unbelievable. Before I get a chance to forget that, well done. That's amazing. Good for you. Good for you. No, I love it. So when we talk about success stories, blimey, Shivali, that's you. You're in a unique position here where you are a seller and you're also a Helium 10 evangelist. What would your advice be to sellers? What advice would you be for anyone listening to this who wants to get involved in a private label exercise?
Rip off the Band-Aid is my advice. Doesn't matter what we're talking about here. It doesn't matter if it's your first product, you're figuring it out, it's your next product, and now you're worried. Like I was after my first product. And it could even be something else, right? It could be maybe you're not confident about your images and you're thinking, oh, well, I'm not a creative person. Rip off the Band-Aid, figure it out. You're going to have to wear many, many different hats. And it is better that you try those hats on and you understand how they work, what they look like for you before trying to outsource them out. I have a pre-med background, right? I think we talked about this at the beginning of this call. And still, I think have I outsourced anything? I don't think I've outsourced actually anything in my business. So everything from my images are self-made. Like I will take the photographs myself. I'll do the Photoshop myself. And I have no experience in Photoshop, guys. I will watch a YouTube video and figure it out. If you want, use Canva. Canva is like the best. I so vouch for Canva. It's free. You can do so much with it. I actually do pay the $12 or whatever it costs for the monthly because it is worth it. You can make all your A+ content on it, your images on it. Actually, scratch that. The only thing I outsourced was my trademark.
Fair enough. Yeah.
I was like, you know what? No, I'm not going to deal with this because if I pay this money and it gets rejected, I'm going to be really upset that I have to repay it. So I just outsourced the trademarking, but everything else you can do on your own. And it's okay if you're not confident about it, because when you were starting to walk, I'm sure you weren't really confident about walking either, but you get there, you practice, you learn. And that's exactly how it is in FBA.
Yeah, no, I agree. So I agree. You can either look at a challenge and you can be scared, or you can look at a challenge and see the opportunity in the growth that you might have if you take that on.
Exactly.
I saw a post somewhere where a guy was trying to sort of pour water from one glass to another. And he said, look, if you do it slowly and it's dribbling down his arm and it's a mess, he said, but if you do it quickly and you jump in, you know, it's
much better.
This isn't going to work on an audio, that example, but you know, I'm hoping people can imagine and close their eyes, but never mind.
Yeah. I think they can.
What are your final takeaways, Shivali? What would you like to really hammer home in this interview that we may have got lost in the conversation so far?
I think that there's always room for improvement. So whether you are a new seller or you are an established seller and you're using Helium 10, then I want you to encourage you to go in and really learn the tools. I've talked to so many people that maybe pay for a Helium 10 membership, but they don't actually know the extent of what the tools can do. And I think the more you're able to learn about how to leverage those tools, the more you can leverage the data that's available in your niche and actually take those insights and change numbers in your game. So what I mean by that is, let's say that you are selling at a certain point and then all of a sudden you see the keyword research and you find a keyword because you learn how to use Cerebro really, really well. There's so much, like we could have multiple conversations, Des, about this because there are so many tools, right? And let's say we're talking specifically as an example about Cerebro, which is a reverse ASIN keyword research tool. So we have filters in there that are very unique to Helium 10. Same thing for Blackbox, same thing for some of these other tools. And let's say we were talking about them. If you learn how to use, let's say you're brand registered, you use the ABA ClickShare data. So that's going to tell you maybe you have your top three clicked products for a keyword such as coffin shelf, right? It has 60% click share, but then the conversion share is only 10%. Well, that's telling me that a lot of these top three clicked products are pulling the traffic, but they're not converting really well. And so maybe if you learn how to use that tool really well by going through Academy or watching the Learn Button videos or playing around with it yourself, you're going to find that maybe you want to change up your keyword strategy. And that could be the very difference that takes you from a 5% conversion share to a 10%, right? Or like 20%. It really just depends. But the better that you're able to use the data that's given to you, the more you're going to be able to see dividends in your business. So that's what I want to encourage you to do is rip off the Band-Aid and go in and really learn how to use the tools if you do have a Helium 10 plan, because it really is the difference between maybe a not profitable product and a really profitable one.
Yeah, right. Love it. Right. On that note, Shivali, it was so lovely to meet you. So lovely to hear your story. You must be so proud of yourself. You should be. But
thank you.
Yeah, if I can reach the goals that you've reached, I'd have done very well indeed.
Thank you. Thank you. You will. Just a matter of time.
Yeah, thank you very much. Okay, before we get into the usual wrap-up of the interview and I pull out the usual stuff, I want to share with you the discount offer that Helium 10 have given me as being host of this show for you guys all listening out there. Tomorrow, Friday, the 15th of March, Helium 10 are going to announce their new discount of 40% off for your first 6 months of your membership. It's not often that this kind of deal is offered. 40% off 6 months is incredible. It really is. It will be in the show notes as of Friday, the 15th of March. It will be in my link tree. It won't be out today, Thursday, the 14th. It will be out tomorrow. Go get them. And there we have it. Fascinating, right? Let's draw out the headlines from there. Number one, Shivali was a pre-med student. She was on her way to be a doctor. Now, where I come from, the age that I'm at, the culture that I've come from, being a doctor is at the top of the mountain in terms of responsibility. And you would assume, when people say to me doctor, I think wealthy. Same way people say barrister, I think wealthy. I know in real life, in the UK, that's not a thing anymore. I know it isn't. But from my perspective, from my character and background and culture, doctor and barrister are still at the top of the tree. I don't know why. It always will be. It's just my mind. So when I think that she was going to be a doctor, you think, wow, all of that training, all of that investment of time and money in American education in order to be a doctor. And she saw the opportunity to sell on Amazon, not private label at that point. Books was a better opportunity than going through med school. Unbelievable. The courage that she must have had to get to that personal crossroads in her life and go, no, I'm doing that. That is fascinating to me. Unbelievable courage, bravery. And it is this because, quite frankly, I didn't want to embarrass her. But that is so inspiring to me. And that is something that I will certainly be teaching my kids and showing them who she is as someone to look up to. Fascinating. Secondly, let's talk about the money. The fact that Shivali had just made $50,000 in 2.5 weeks. That is what private label can do when you do it properly. And I know that interview was heavy on the software, but let's not detract from the fact that she put that action in. She launched that product. She saw the gap in the market. She innovated and made that product better. And away she went. The power of networking, I'm drawing that out as well. Shivali had a problem with one of her products. It had a bad review. It made her stop selling for 9 months. She joined a Facebook community. She put it out there. Who replied? The guy whose face is synonymous with Helium 10. When we talk about Bradley, the head evangelist, he's the guy that when you Google Helium 10, his face is the one that shows up. He replied to her. He then bought her product. He then gave her feedback. Networking. Now, what right did she have to have that response? It doesn't matter. The fact is, she put it out there and the help came and she took it. But the one thing that I really want to draw out, the underpinning feature of that whole chat, she is a girl of action. Started selling on Amazon. started doing books, not these blank diaries that you do on social media. She hired ghostwriters. She wrote her own books and she did it the hard way. And she's still making money off it now because long form Kindle direct publishing, when you're writing books or doing ghostwriting stuff, that is such an opportunity. That's one of the ones that I would love to get involved in. I really would. But let's face it, I don't have much time at the moment. But she did that. And then she saw the opportunity in private label and she continues to take action. So with that, tip of the week, hit me.
Tip of the week.
Like she said, pull off the Band-Aid, get involved. And I say that knowing that it's a contradiction of what I've said previously, because online arbitrage, retail arbitrage, used books, learning Amazon for the first time, especially if you're of my generation, it is something, if you've got low money, that you do need to get involved in incrementally, slowly, and make it compound. Because used books, retail arbitrage, online arbitrage, that's a different beast. But when it comes to private labels, you are creating, developing, and launching your own product, probably in a field that you have never stepped in before. I can tell you now that the two products that I'm heavily invested in researching further are things that I have nothing in my locker about. I haven't got a clue. I don't know internet, and I can develop keyword strategies and I can develop everything that I need to do because of what I've been doing on Amazon for the last year and a half. But that is altogether different when you think I am going to launch a product of my own, of my design, and it's going to win or lose all based on what I do to that product. Get involved. You've got no choice but to jump in with both feet on this one. That's what private label is. And when you do that, you do have to step outside of yourself and think, did I just do that? Now, you need the confidence in yourself to be able to do that. But there is no getting around it. There are no shortcuts. There is no tippy-tap methodology in private label. You either get stuck in and get going, or you don't succeed. That includes arranging shipment plans for hundreds of units. So pull off the Band-Aid. If you are thinking of private label, you are just going to have to get involved and jump in.
Tip of the week.
All right. That's the end of the show, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. We are doing more on the private label space for the next 2 weeks, but again, from a beginner's angle. I was meant to have Jason Hoy on for this week, but the way that the scheduling worked out, Jason will be next week and the week after that. Now, he is a private label seller in the States and is a consultant to the FBA Boss Academy. Google them. Trust me, they're a big deal. So what we'll do is we'll speak to Jason next week. But in the meantime, for the very last week, I promise you, bring in the voice over. Have a lovely, lovely week. Easter's coming. Put that chocolate away. I'll see you later. Ta-da.
Be sure to join us next time for another dose of inspiration and insights into e-commerce and entrepreneurship. And who knows, by then, Des may well have finished that love project. And always remember, it's time to say goodbye poor, hello rich. This podcast is for educational and informational purposes only and should not be considered as financial advice. We know times are tough right now. And if you are struggling financially, please seek help from an appropriate organisation. We've included a link to the Citizens Advice Bureau in the show notes. Remember, you should always consult with a qualified professional before making any significant financial decisions.